Do you want to take that again, or do you want to just leave it?
Hey everybody, it's me, Jay Fair, and I want to welcome you to the Oasis Midnight Broadcast Bloopers! Got a lot of great stuff here for you. Hope you enjoy them, and hope you're getting excited for the two-part season finale coming up soon. All right, let's get started. You know how we do improv on the show? Well, not all of it makes it into the final cut. Here's some stuff that we had to cut for time, but still think is pretty dang funny.
Do you know the origin of the word trespassing?
No.
Me either. Let's look it up. Let's find out.
Let's take a look. A man who had trespassed against Judaic law. Well, that's not what I was looking for, but I'm not anticipating needing to use a lot of combat tonight. I'm not going to have to roll for initiative or whatever it is.
Do you play D&D?
No, I don't play D&D.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes I run little one-person campaigns for myself up here.
If you ever
hear a little dice in the vent, that's me, my dice in the vent.
Frankie, that is the single saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
How could you play it by yourself? It's a multiplayer game.
Not if you play it by yourself.
Like a solitaire version of D&D?
Yeah.
So what? You're like, I'll just roll, and then it's like not good, and then you're like, oh, I guess I lose? Or like, how does D&D work?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's hard for someone who doesn't do a lot of writing and comedy to understand, but
okay,
if you have multiple characters, they kind of take on a life of their own.
Oh, so you're playing in their heads, characters.
I call it Dungeons and Frankies.
It's
fun.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dungeons and Frankies?
Yes.
Infinite Frankies, huh?
Name.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, but what if you get caught?
If
you get fired?
If I get caught, then it's my own fucking fault, right?
And I will steal it for you.
No, don't do that. That it's too much. It's too stressful for me. It's better for me to do it by myself. That way, I have no one to blame. That way, it's just like I feel like I need to prove myself.
Evan?
Does that make any sense?
You literally have so much to lose. I have nothing. No things to lose. I play Dungeons and Dragons in the vents by myself.
Okay, you're right. I think maybe you and me might get some telepathy going before long.
Yeah. Okay, what am I thinking?
Like, some corn?
You're so close. I was thinking about raisins. I really
okay.
want some.
Okay, it's like a vegetable. Yeah. Comes in it's like a grain of corn. A kernel of corn, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, raisins are also small like that, so.
Grapes are just basically ears of corn.
Yeah. They're, like, plump ears of corn.
Imagine if you went outside and it was all grapes.
That would be so cool, actually. Like, if it was vineyards out there instead of corn, I feel like this podcast would have, like, a million subscribers already, because it would be, like, in the luxurious lap of Napa Valley, I'm working here, and I'm just doing fancy wine things, and I think people are into that.
Try DeKalb Oasis wine.
But here we are at the DeKalb Oasis.
2018 was a good year. A good year.
It was a good year for corn. I mean,
It's a good year.
It's still going on, and the corn looks healthy. I guess that's all I can say.
Yeah.
That was great. Now let's keep going with some goofs that we've done in between recording takes.
Hello.
I feel like Goldine. I feel like I'm really quiet.
Goldine.
This is good. This is good audio. We can use this later.
Sorry.
Evan, buy a scarf at Kohl's! Hurry! They're 75% off! Evan, you'll never get this deal again!
With those little light-up bulbs on them, like during Christmas.
They have the little light-up bulbs, and they have matching reindeer ears!
Right. Now that's a little too bright for me. Aw, man. That stuff's so great. But you know what's not great? Getting interrupted. We get interrupted all the time by random noises. So here are some takes of us getting interrupted by our own laughter, and by planes, trains, and automobiles.
Hey guys. I don't know. I got a snap that's going to get me into it. I think Frankie means processed food.
Yes, indeed. The process. I don't eat it. Now, farewell.
You should really come back here sometime. The process got me.
I'm
that was
sorry.
Good.
Is that okay?
I like it. Let's keep that.
A gust of wind comes. Just motorboats. Wait, train.
This will give me time to stop laughing. Nah, it didn't work.
It was a fucking train? That's
it
nothing!
There was a train in the ceiling! I don't know, Evan. Hold me!
Alright, Marcus.
Get over this counter and hold me, please.
I feel like I'm really bonding with Marcus, guys. Like, we're so close.
I feel like we could kiss.
What if we kissed?
What if we kissed in the 7-Eleven?
That would be so funny, Marcus.
I know.
But it's gonna be alright. We'll get through this. I'll talk to you later. He walks away.
Train.
Evan hops on a train and rides off.
There he goes.
There he
My
goes.
My train boy.
This
Goodbye,
is the end of
train
the series.
Boy. Have fun with all your wheels. He turns into a train.
He's a wear train.
Gets hit by a wear train. Oh, God, yes. Is there another train, seriously?
Brutal.
It's okay to admit you don't find anything funny.
Hold on. Sorry. Trains!
Trains!
Trains! The musical! We got trains and they're beautiful.
Ba-da-dump. Ba-da-dump. It goes like ba-dump. And you know when you like scan your card, it goes like ba-dump. Ba-dump. Yeah. That's like how it starts, you know? That's like the first musical cue in the Trains the Musical. Ba-dump. Ba-dump.
And then it's like. Ba-dump. The fucking turnstiles.
Yeah, and then like the like beat comes in with the like chugga 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 chugga.
We got like escalator sounds.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write you up for this, Evan. There's no way around it.
What?
I've been watching you grow in this role, and there's a fucking train. Goddamn.
Ugh, that is so heartbreaking, Carol, and I honestly empathize. I just feel like writing me up is an overreaction in this case.
Well, the train just did so much better in the role.
But the day shift is mine, Carol. You can't take it away from me to give to some inanimate object.
I'm sorry, Evan. You'll have to fight the train in some single combat.
Okay, I accept my fate.
It's the McDonald's way. I'll take your job. Shit, I can work 5 jobs. I don't need anyone. I'll run this McDonald's by my fucking self. All right.
When it comes to podcasting on the clock, you know what I'm going to say. It's not allowed. You'll get in trouble. And there's a fucking motorcycle going by, and it's loud.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, God, that motorcycle.
I know,
it's
right?
The worst,
He's going
Carol.
To receive
it's,
a write-up
I mean...
from my fist.
Cannot wait to see that. Oh my God.
Where's the fire, am I right?
Tell me about it.
Tell me about it. These men and their fires.
God, without them, would we even have as many fires? It's like
right?
Every time there's a fire, I see them there. Like, coincidence?
Coincidence? Have you ever seen them and the fire in the same room? No.
Literally, no.
Literally, no. Literally, I've never been inside a burning building, so I don't know.
Yeah, and then the room is gone, so you can't even ask it.
Yeah, no evidence.
It's the perfect crime.
It's the perfect crime. How aren't people talking about this?
We should change this podcast to be about firefighters.
Let's slowly change it. Every now and then, Evan will, like, mention a firefighter that he knows. This is good. We should put this in a bloopers.
Hey, Evan.
Hey.
So, I guess you're not staying on the day shift after all.
Guess not. But I lost my place, and now I'm talking. And,
wow! This is riveting content.
Let's try again.
Please stop. Please, dude, it's all the way up to my chest, dude. I can't move. Just stop. 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 Stop it. Stop it.
Excavator dumps.
Frankie, if they ever find me... Oh, shit, I lost the page.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, that's so funny. That's so funny. We're so funny. But you know what? We're not always perfect. Sometimes, just like every actor, we get notes. All right, notes?
Notes for me, just do it better.
Best director notes. Hey, Aiden, if you could just do it better.
Yeah.
It sounds like you need someone.
This is going great. You're really killing it. All
Thank right. you.
Frankie, I gotta cut you off. Can you be, like, telling a joke?
Yeah. So the ferret climbs
Frankie,
out of his
I gotta cut you off.
And so the ferret
Frankie,
comes
I've
out of the bathroom.
Frankie, I've gotta cut you off. I'm sorry, but I'm running out of time.
So then the constable takes off his hat and there's a second
Frankie,
ferret.
Frankie, I've gotta cut you off. That's so funny.
That's the one I think I'm going with.
I told you about him! Ugh! Someone with a memory as bad as yours doesn't deserve to live. Say your prayers, young warrior.
I love him.
It's so fun.
God, it's so funny. Fuck. Yeah, I think... Yeah, you really just want Evan to fucking notice you. You just want him to fucking worship you.
Yeah. And is that just so hard?
Is that so hard?
Is that so hard? Is that so wrong?
Is it wrong to want a fast food employee to worship you?
It's not fair that I can't get it. After what
if
he did to
wrong,
me...
I don't want to be right.
Yeah. I'm going to kill you, Evan. Just like I killed my brother, who was also named Evan. Whoops, I was going to reveal that after you signed, but I couldn't resist.
What brother?
I told you about him. Someone with a memory as bad as yours doesn't deserve to live. Say your prayers, young warrior.
That shit's so funny. That shit is so funny. That is the take. When, oh man, I almost fucking laughed.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you, Evan, just like I killed my brother, who was also named Evan.
Literally, I had planned him to reveal that dramatically, and then I got to this point, and I was like, there's no time. He'll reveal it now.
I guess so.
But I think they're here, Ethan. I can feel them.
My name's Evan, by the way, but tell
me,
what does it
feel
like? Fuck
me, oh my god, it was the same
line! It's okay! I was hoping we could play it off and like... It is the same line.
And last but not least, sometimes we freaking burp.
I'll never forget it. The two of us had gone hunting. I'd become quite an adept hunter. Yes.
Oh, I burped under here. It smells awful. No!
Forget it. She'll find out when she comes to the show. Cut. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think we got it. I think we got it.
And that's all that we got for you today. Hope you tune in next time to hear our season finale, a two-parter, episode 14 and 15. See you on the other side.